Now, joining us now, I told you about him during the open. Joining us is the former director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Please join me in welcoming Thomas Homan to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show. Now, Tom, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all right. Tom, in 2017, President Trump demoted Acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Daniel Ragsdale to Deputy Director and appointed you as Acting Director. And you announced in 2017 that ICE had arrested 41,000 people between Inauguration Day and the end of April. It was a 38% increase from the year before. You say it's politicians who support sanctuary city policies that should be charged with crimes. First of all, I love you. I think that you are exactly what we need right now. I think this guy Mayorkas is out of his mind and either is lying, stupid, or can't see when he says that the border is closed. So now that we've got 1.7 million so far that we have counted have crossed, how many do you think have actually crossed, Tom?
Well, first of all, you're right. Secretary Mayorkas, he lies. He's not a stupid man. He knows exactly what's going on. He lies to the American people. If his lips are moving, he's lying. I've called him out on many times. And look, it's not 1.7, it's 1.9. Because we look at the Border Patrol data, they're not counting those family groups that go to a port of entry to turn themselves in. Those, most turn themselves into the Border Patrol, actually cross the border illegally, but some go to the port of entry and turn themselves over to the Border Patrol and make a fraudulent claim to asylum. So it's really 1.9 enforcement encounters. And if you add to that the nearly 400,000, and this is not an exaggeration, this is based on CBP drone traffic, sensor traffic that they can't respond to, and camera traffic, and they count the number of gotaways. Nearly 400,000 gotaways. Now, the CBP comes out and says, well, between 100 and 300. That is just a ridiculous statement to make. The chief of the Border Patrol that just was removed, and he retired because they're going to, you know, kick him out because he refused to stop using the term illegal alien, Rodney Scott, he verified that number, 400,000 gotaways. These are
okay. Now, I'm going to do you one better. Tom, I'm going to do you one better. I interviewed the president, and it was on my show last night, Justice. I don't know if we have the sound on this one where he says, you can multiply that by seven, because while they're dealing with people coming through a particular area, there are like loads of them coming through another area and at night. But in any event, it's a nightmare. It is a nightmare. All right. So we say it's a nightmare. We talk about it all the time. I think, Tom, the people are like desensitized to it. But what I talked about a couple minutes ago, there are two things that really have my ire this morning, and I want to hear from you, Tom Homan, former director of ICE. I would like to know, what do you think about the fact that the Biden administration is interested in giving everyone who crossed in 2018, who may have been separated, we don't know how long, from a family member, almost $500,000 each?
How much are they going to give to U.S. citizen families that get separated? Police agencies across this country. I was a police officer in New York. I arrested fathers for domestic violence. I separated that family. I stopped a guy for DUI, had a child in the car. I separated that family because the father went to jail and the child either went to a relative or CPS. It happens thousands of times a day across this country. But they want a different set of rules for illegal aliens, which is ridiculous. It was zero tolerance, which means we had record numbers at the border at the time. We said, let's do zero tolerance. Let's actually start prosecuting people for entering the country illegally. And you know what no one wants to talk about? In the 3 weeks we've done that, crossings in Rio Grande Valley dropped 30%. So it's working. So
yeah, it does work, but there's no question that it works. Tom Homan, listen, the idea that we give $450,000 to each person, I mean, what is the burden of proof? Do you just say, look, I came in, and right now, Tom Homan, former director of ICE, you know as well as I do that they're not even taking DNA from these kids crossing. They're not taking fingerprints. I was down at the border. I've been down there several times, and I've spoken to people with NGOs who just take the kids. They just take them. They're not, we don't even know who the kids are. So $500,000, just show up and say, yeah, I was separated in 2018. You don't have a record of me because your records are messed up or you didn't keep them or whatever. And then we pay for it. And by the way, I sent people to jail and prosecuted them for 32 years. I can imagine how much we should pay for everybody separated, but they just want to give them money. They want to embolden and empower them. But I now want to jump over to education. What happens in grades K through 12? They just go to school. What does this do to the education system, Tom?
Just let me ask that one question real quick. You're right on the separations, but this sends another message. Come across the border, bring a child with you, and you're never going to get prosecuted because we don't want to separate you. You can carry fentanyl, bring a child with you, and you won't be arrested because you won't be separated. It just sends another message for more people to come. As far as education, look, 132,000 children have crossed this border illegally by themselves. Their parents hired a criminal organization to have the child smuggled across the border. How much are they getting? They separated themselves, 132,000 of them. And all these kids and all these families coming across, they're going to – the schools are already overcrowded. Trauma centers are overcrowded. Some trauma centers are already shut down.
Right.
Classroom size in New York and New Jersey and Maryland have already doubled. This is going to hurt the U.S. citizen child and U.S. citizen families who are trying to get a fair education, and they actually pay taxes to the school for their child to get educated.
Yeah, and as I said earlier, your property taxes are going to go up, Tom Homan, because you've got to pay for the additional teachers. And by the way, the teachers are going to end up speaking not just the new ones that they have to hire, not just Spanish, but we've got 160 countries coming through. I mean, how many teachers and how many languages do they have to speak? And how much does it slow down American children? And how many 15-year-olds are going to be in class with a third grader because they speak at third grade level English? And let's talk about the bathrooms. Let's talk about the Virginia gubernatorial race where, you know, Glenn Youngkin is fighting with Terry McAuliffe, who says parents have no right to get involved in the school issues. I mean, this is an essential issue right now. Last word, Tom Homan from ICE. I love talking to you. You're so on the money with this.
I'll tell you what, you're right on all counts. I'm hopefully American people are paying attention and demanding change. I don't care. You know, Democrats control Congress, that's fine. Call your Republican senator and congressman and ask them, why are you sitting down negotiating any budget? Why are you sitting down negotiating any infrastructure bill? You ought to be walking away from the table and say, we're not negotiating anything until you show us one thing. One enforcement strategy to the border to slow the numbers down, because this is just not an immigration issue. It's a national security issue. Border Patrol has arrested 14 people on the FBI screening database. Let me ask you something. How many of the 400,000 are in the FBI screening database that we didn't catch? This is a serious issue on the border. Demand your congressman and senator walk away from the table and not negotiate anything with Democrats until they show you some sort of enforcement action on the border to slow it down.
Well, I absolutely agree with you, Tom Homan, and we're not getting anything for it. I mean, even they wanted to give them free college education, illegals free college education, community college. I think they may have rethought that one, but they'll do everything they can. I mean, the benefit is that they get power. The benefit is that the illegals are, you know, going to vote Democrat. They're beholden to them. But do they not care about America?
No, they don't. They don't have to vote, Jenny. What you got to do? Remember what did Biden also do? He overturned the Trump census rule. So these millions of people will be coming to the next census, which is going to result in more seats in the House for the Democrats. You are right on the money. The Democratic Party has sold this nation out, sold our security out, sold our sovereignty out for future political power. Let me tell you something. The right guy comes back in 2024. I know who that's going to be. He comes back. I come back. And we're going.
We all come back. Let me tell you. Go ahead, Tom.
We got to fix this, and the American people better start raising hell, because this is just not. Let me say it again. I don't care what your thoughts are on illegal immigration. This is more than that. It's a public safety issue with COVID, fentanyl coming across the border, already killed 92,000 young children. It's a public safety crisis. Border Patrol has arrested over 10,000 criminals, 52 of them convicted of murder. If they arrested 10,000, how many didn't get arrested in that 400,000?
Well, look.
Immigration issue, humanitarian issue, public safety issue, public health issue, and a national security issue on the border.
No question, Tom Homan. Next time, we're going to give you more time on the show. Thank you. Former ICE director and a real patriot, Tom Homan. Thank you so much for spending time with us on this morning's show. All right. And up here next on the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show, we will be speaking with Hollywood armorer Brian Carpenter. We're going to ask you our question of the week and tell you how to participate when the Judge Jeanine Pirro Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show returns.